Let's all open now to the book of Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3.
我们从第十四节念到第二十一节。
We shall start reading from verse 14 to verse 21.
以弗所书第三章十四节，也是念到二十一节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14 to 21.
翻到了我们一同开声来读，同时用英文用中文的重读。
We shall read it all in one accord with the English or in Chinese.
以弗所书三章十四节。 因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是因他的名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里面的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有更有基，能以何众圣徒一同明白，基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并知道此爱是过于人所能知道的。 便叫上帝一切所充满的，充满了你们上帝能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。我们都敬拜到这个地方，我们低头祷告。Let's
bow our heads and pray again.
主，我们感谢你今天这一次用你的爱从至高之处来吸引我们，聚集我们，我们到你的面前来。主，我们恳求你用主你至圣的真道来造就我们灵性的生命。主，求主你用你真理的灵来引导我们进入你猜不透的丰盛奥秘。主，我们恳求你给我们今天用饥渴慕义的心领受你自己的真理。主，你的道安定在天，永不动摇。你的道 如同云子炼过七次是洁净的，你的道如同光，你的道如同两人的利剑，你的道如同我们灵性所需要的灵奶。主，我们感谢我们赞美你，这世界和其上一切的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行主你旨意的人是永远长存。主，你的道比下地的蜜甘甜，比许多许多的蜜而甘甜。主，你的道也是比极多的金金可炫目。主，你的道是我们的脚前的灯， 是我们路上的光。求主你今天用你的真理使我们得以自由，因为人晓得真理人就得以自由。你的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。说我们不能释放你的道，但是你的道能释放我们。我们感谢你，恳求你今天给你的仆人讲的翻译的同感一灵，把你的真理传讲清楚，使每一个人因为你所领受的道 这做真正的信心，因为你是信道是从听道来的。奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名祈求，阿门。我们今天要与大家思想的题目就是耶稣基督的爱的长阔高深。Today
we shall think of this topic, which is the height and the depth of the love of Jesus.
这次我到 Pittsburgh 来，所有的讲章都是论到 爱，圣经里面所论到的爱的这些观念。
This time when I'm in Pittsburgh, all my topics talks about love and what the Bible teaches about the love of Christ.
第一个晚上我在这里讲到这个爱的拦阻是什么。
First night I was here to talk about what the obstacle of love is.
第二天在这里讲的爱是我与神发生了一个I-thou relationship.
The second night I was here talking about the relationship between God and me is I and thou.
是借着爱来成就的。
And it's being accomplished through love.
第三天我在这里讲到神的爱 把他的独生子赐下来，基督是神的独生子，那个意义到底是什么？
Third night here we're talking about how God gave us His only begotten Son through love, and we find out what the meaning of the begotten Son is.
昨天晚上我们在这里是讲的上帝的爱的本质是哪一种的本质？
Last night here we're talking about the nature of God's love and to see what kind of quality He has.
上帝是超自然的神。
God is a supernatural God.
所以神的爱是超自然的。
So therefore His love is supernatural love.
神是圣洁的神。
And God is a holy God.
所以神的爱是
And therefore His love is a holy love.
神是主动的神。
And He's a God with action.
所以神的爱是主动的爱。
So therefore His love is active.
我们的神是永远的神。
And He is an eternal God.
他创造了自然，他就超自然。
And because He created the nature, so He's supernatural.
他创造了时间同空间，他就不受时间空间所捆绑。
Since He created time and space, therefore He's not bound to time and space.
所以这位永恒的神，他的爱是永远的爱。
So therefore this eternal God has eternal love.
人的爱是会改变。
Our human law could change.
人的爱是会停止的。
Our love will stop.
人的爱是会褪色的。
That our love will decrease.
神的爱是永远的爱。
But God's love is eternal love.
神的爱还是奇妙的爱。
His love is also a wondrous love.
因为他爱上了我们这些不配蒙爱的人。
Because he loves such people as us, we are unworthy.
当你选爱人的时候。
So whenever you choose your lover.
当你结婚的时候。
When you get married.
你会看到有许多的女子不配得做你的爱的。
You find that a lot of women that is unworthy of your love.
因为你里面有你的程度。
Because you have your own standard and your own level of love.
所以从人的标准都有很多不可爱的人。
So in human standard, a lot of people is not lovable.
从神的标准，你有什么可爱的？
In God's standard, how lovable are you?
从神的标准，我们没有一个人是可以爱的。
Because in God's standard, none of us is lovable.
所以神的爱是奇妙的。
So therefore, God's love is wondrous.
他爱我们这些卑微的人。
He loves us people who are so unworthy.
他们爱我们这些罪人。
He loves the sinners.
他爱我们这些曾经抵挡他。做他仇敌的人
Even we were once his enemies, he loved us.
你说我没有做神的仇敌
He said, I was never his enemy.
圣经宣布我们是神的仇敌
But Bible declares that we were his enemies.
神说我的意念高过你们的意念
Bible says that God says that my will is higher than your will.
我的道路高过你们的道路
That my path surpasses your path.
这 the mind and the way, it is the total of the totality of the civilization. Because civilization means that the way of life and the ideology. So God says when my mind is higher than your mind and my way is higher than your way, it means the will of God and the way of God, the word of God is higher than human civilization and human culture. 所以神的超文化的道与我们的思想是不同的。
So therefore, God's supercultural mind is different than our thinking.
我们的思想是神的真理的仇敌。
Our mind is the enemy to God's truth.
我们的感情是神的爱的仇敌。
So our feeling is also the enemy of God's love.
我们的意志是神的旨意的仇敌。
And our will is what God's will's enemy.
但是神的爱临到我们这样的人。
But since God's love came to us,
神的爱不但是奇妙的爱。
Not only is a wondrous love.
神的爱还是牺牲自己的爱。
It's also a self-sacrificial love.
因为他把自己的独生子取下来。叫人在他的食里面，在他的呼喝里面领受新的生命。
Because he has given us his only begotten Son, so that we will receive new life through his death and resurrection.
神的爱是忧伤的爱。
And also his love is a sorrowful love.
我们昨天已经把神的爱的性质讲出来了。
Last night we talked about the quality of God's love.
今天我是最后一次喊你们在这里讲道。
So this morning is the last time I'll be preaching to you.
我们从以弗所书第三章里面看。神的爱是何等的广阔高深。
And from Ephesians chapter 3, we will see how the breadth and the length and the height and depth of God's love.
保罗在这里说：“我在父面前屈膝。”
And Paul here says that I bow down my knee before God the Father.
当一个人跪下来屈膝的时候，这是最尊重的一个记号。
When somebody bows down his knee, it's the most respectful sign.
在以弗所第一章提到，保罗在神面前祷告，求主赐下灵，使人真认识他。
And Paul in the beginning of Ephesians prayed.To God, that he asked God to send down the truth spirit so that all will know him truly.
换一句话，有一些人做礼拜成为基督徒，加入基督教的团体，从小的基督教学校，但是从来不是真正认识他。
For example, there are some people who are in Sunday service, but ever since they're small in Sunday school, but the so-called Christian, they never understand God.
所以保罗说，求父打开你们心里的眼睛，给你们。真认识他。
And Paul therefore prayed that I pray to the Father will open the spiritual eye so that you truly know him.
在以弗所第三章的时候，他说我在父的面前屈膝下来为你们祷告。
In chapter 3 it says I bow down before my Father to pray for you.
基督教是心灵诚实敬拜神的宗教。
Christianity is a religion to praise God, to worship God in honest and truth and in heart.
基督教不像其他的宗教，要我们一生要有一次或者多次到某一个地方朝圣，我们才能进入这个宗教的条件里面。
Christianity is not like other religions, which demand pilgrimages to certain places once or more per year.
基督教也不太注重关于形式某一种的典型，乃是给我们看见心灵的敬拜比外表的这个更重要。
Christianity also emphasizes that the worship in your heart and spirit is more important than all forms.
所以圣经没有记载我们一天的祷告几次，也没有记载我们祷告应当怎么样。
So therefore, Bible never recorded how many times should we pray and how should we pray.
但是在这里给我们看见保罗曾经跪下来祷告，这是一种迫切、一种谦卑、代求的一个态度。
But Paul here says that he bowed down to pray for us. Here he shows his honesty and humbleness.
当亚伯拉罕在山上祈祷的时候，他的头在他的膝盖头的中间。
So when Abraham was praying on the mountain, his head was between his knees.
当以利亚在摩利亚山上祷告的时候，他的头。 When
Elijah was praying on Mount Carmel, his head was between his knees.
当耶稣基督在克西马尼园祷告的时候，他跪在父神的面前。
And same way Jesus, when he was in Gethsemane, he bowed down in front of the Father.
保罗在这里说，他屈膝为我们代求。
For he says that he bowed down, bent his knees, and prayed for us.
那么他这个恳切的求什么呢？
How earnest is this prayer?
他说求主按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，使你们心里面的力量刚强起来。
He says that to pray to the Lord, that He'll give us His Spirit, and also through His love, that our heart will be strengthened.
心里面的力量刚强起来。
That the strength in our heart will be strengthened.
这是很重要的事情。
This is a very important thing.
我相信我们许多人都有我们的祷告。
I believe every one of us pray.
我们祷告什么东西刚强起来呢？
What are the things that we pray to God to strengthen?
Oh, God, make American dollar stronger and stronger.
我们有金的人盼望金快快起价。 We hope that when we have gold, we hope that the gold price will rise.
我们有储蓄的盼望利息快快增加。
If we have saving, we hope that the interest rate will go up.
我们盼望美金在世界上的地位刚强起来。
We pray that the dollars will strengthen in the world market.
但是我告诉你，最需要刚强的是你心里面的力量刚强起来。
But we really say that the thing that you need to be strengthened the most is the strength in your heart.
我三岁的时候，我的父亲就离开世界。
When I was three, my father had left the world.
我的母亲常常告诉我们，你袋子里空空，不是空。 你心里面的空就真空。
My mother used to tell us, when your pocket is empty, you're not really empty. But if your heart is empty, then that is true emptiness.
你的心里面如果有刚强，你的心智如果有奋斗，那么你如果有信心的勇气，你虽然贫穷，你还是富足的。
Even though you're poor, although you have this strength in your heart, you have the courage in your heart. Even though you're poor, you're still rich.
一个人的信心何等的坚强。
If a person has such a strong faith, then that's in the same way how rich he is he?
一个信心贫穷的人，虽然他有许多的钱财，他还是一个贫穷的人。
A person who is poor in faith, no matter how much wealth he has, is still a poor person.
所以保罗说要你们心里面的力量。 刚强起来。So
therefore Paul says that we pray that the courage in your heart will be strengthened.
使基督因为你们的信住在你们的心里面。
So that Christ will live in you through your faith.
又使你们的爱心有根有基。
So therefore your love will be rooted.
能以众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And to know the love of Christ, which is how deep and breadth and the length and height of it.
有黑板没有黑板擦。 像一个人能犯罪没办法解决一样。Oh,
we have a blackboard without erasers, like a person who could sin but cannot erase it.
现在许多人懂得犯罪，犯了一大堆以后呢，就完了，他不知道怎么解决。Now
we have a lot of people know how to sin, but after that, that's it. They don't know how to solve the problem.
现在黑板擦来了，所做过的都可以擦掉了。Now
the erasers here, all the things that we have done, you can erase.
在你良心的深处，很多肮脏的东西，怎么擦掉？我问你。
There's a lot of dirty things in the deep of your conscience. How do you erase that? Let me ask you.
主已经为你预备了赦罪的恩典。
God has already prepared you the grace of redemption.
保罗在这里说呢，要我们明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Here, Paul says that when we comprehend with all saints of how the breadth.
又知道这个爱是过于人所能测度的。
Says and to know the love which surpasses all knowledge.
所以在这一节的圣经里，给我们看见三个关于 Christian epistemology.
Here he tells us three things about Christian epistemology.
什么叫做 epistemology?
What is epistemology?
就是 the knowledge concerning knowledge. 我知道，我怎么知道我知道呢？ 我知道的对不对？我怎么知道我所知道的是对的或者不对呢？
I know, but how do I know that I know? And I know, how do I know that what I know is not what I know?
The knowledge concerning the limit of the knowledge, the knowledge concerning the source, the nature, the limit, and all kinds of category of knowledge. That kind of knowledge is called epistemology. 所以这个对知识的知识，在哲学里面叫做认识论 epistemology. 那么在这一节的圣经里面，隐藏一个很奇妙的话语。
Here in this verses, there is something hidden there. It's very interesting.
他说：“基督徒，你们要明白基督的爱。”
Says the first Christian, you shall comprehend Christ's love.
所以我们应当要知道上帝的爱是怎么样。
So therefore, we shall comprehend what's God's love.
当我们明白的时候呢？
Whenever we comprehend something,
又知道你们所明白的。
So therefore, that you know again,
是超过人所能测度的。
It surpasses all knowledge.
所以第一样我们要明白。
First thing is that we comprehend.
第二样我们要对我们的明白有所明白。
Second thing, we must know the thing that we comprehend.
明白我们所明白的是超过人的明白所能明白的。
To know what we comprehend surpasses all other people's knowledge of what we comprehend.
You should understand what we understand is something supra understanding. 所以这个超过 understand 的 understand 对这个 understand 的 understand 那个叫做 Christian epistemology. 换句话说呢，我们的理性虽然是有限，
but although our reasonings are limited，
但我们知道我们可以借着上帝的启示，明白一些超过我们有限的那个超越。But
we know that through the revelation of God that we will understand things that surpasses our reasoning.
这是很奇妙的事情。
Something very strange.
我们做一个很简单的例子。
Let's give you a very simple example.
我们不知道呢，一个婴孩呢，他到底思想里面有能装多少东西。
We really do not know at this time how much thought could a baby put into his brain.
一个婴孩也不知道他的母亲能做多少东西。
And the baby doesn't know how much his mother could do.
但是他知道他母亲所做的东西都是对他有益的东西。
But he knows that whatever his mother is doing is beneficial to him.
所以这个知道不是知道那个详细的细节的知道，乃是对整个人格的投靠的知道。
But therefore, this understanding is not understanding of details, but the understanding of the characteristic of a mother.
所以当然理性没有发展以前，他已经有超理性的投靠在整个母亲的怀抱里面。
So before his reasoning is fully developed, he has already this understanding that he should depend into his mother's protection.
我们对神的知识也是如此。
The same way is our knowledge of God.
当我坐船经过大海的时候，
whenever I take a ship, go across the ocean,
我不知道这个海有多深。
I don't know how deep is the ocean.
明天有多深， 后天有多浅。
I don't know how, tomorrow how deep it is, and the day after how deep it is.
我不知道这些事情。
I don't know this thing at all.
有一件事我知道， 就是知道我今天也好，明天也好， 我的船是在海的上面， 不在海的下面。
But no matter what I know one thing, that no matter today or tomorrow, the ship will be above the water now.
这个知识是超越了那个内里面那个测量的清楚的知识。
So this understanding surpasses the measurement of how deep it is.
基督徒的信同基督徒对神的认识是建立在这一种超越性的里面。
So therefore, a Christian's faith and Christian's understanding is built upon these kind of training.
I will never know everything about God, but I know everything done by God are good for me. 神所做的都是为我的好处而做的。
All the things that God has ever done is for my benefit.
保罗说你要知道基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
He says, Paul, that you should know what is the depth and length of God's love.
又知道这个爱是过于你的测度所能知道。
And also to know that this love is surpassed your understanding.
200年以前英国一个大哲学家叫做 John Locke。
And 200 years ago, there's a great philosopher in England. His name is John Locke.
And
he has divided into three different levels of what knowledge is. What is the first level? Are the things that the thing I could understand. All the things that we call logical things. But probably the thing that's logical to you, but not to him. Because one has one's logic and another one has another's. Whenever somebody says logical problem is logical to me and not to others. But sometimes we say this is logical. That means you could pass your reason.
The rational stage, the rational category, this is the first. 第二样的事情就是我想不通的事情。
Second thing is things that I cannot use to think about it.
所以我用我自己的思想怎样想都想不明白。
And no matter how I use my rationale, I cannot understand.
我常常把那些的东西放在 contrarational 的 category 里面。
All those things we put into a category called contrarational.
就是违背理性的事情。
It's something that's irrational.
所以当我们想不通的时候，
So whenever that we cannot comprehend something,
当人家同我们谈话的时候，
whenever other people talk to us,
我们有时采取一个立场，这个是不合理的事情。
Whenever we say that the thing he's saying is not logical,
这讲的都没有意义。
It's all meaningless.
所以我就不接受这些话语了。
Therefore, I don't accept those words.
我们把那些以我们的思想的方式， 从我们思想的范畴有所抵触的事情放在 这 contrarational的范围里面。
All the things that we to compare is contradictory to what we could, the thinking processes we put into the
contrarational category.
But John Locke says it's another level, another category.
那个category是什么呢？就是我们的理性的限度以外。 真的是的事情，事实的事情，但是我们没有资格想透的事情，那个叫做 suprarational category.
That category is called a suprarational category. That means the thing that's beyond the limit of rationality.
今天的许多许多的知识分子，当他们信仰上发生困难的时候，
but there's so many knowledgeable people today. Whenever in their faith there's a problem,
他们常常就认为他们的知识是绝对的，而那些以他们的思想相悖的。
And they take that their knowledge is absolute, so everything is contradictory to their knowledge they reject.
So a lot of intellectuals, they mix up the suprarational category and the contrarational category, and they hinder themselves to come to the Lord with a simple faith. 这是一件很可惜的事情。
This is a very misfortunate thing happened to us.
保罗说要你们明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And Paul says that you're able to understand what the breadth and length and height and depth of Christ's love.
并且知道这个爱是过于人所能测度的。
And also to know this love surpasses man's knowledge.
当一个人爱你爱到一个地步，你怎么想也没有想到他应当这样牺牲为你的时候。
When a person loves you so much, no matter how you think about it, you don't understand why he sacrificed so much for you.
你的内心的深处有一种觉悟，那种觉悟比理性所得到的知识的觉悟是更震撼你整个心灵的。
And you have awakening in your heart, and that awakening is stronger to influence you than the awakening you have in your mind.
我相信你的人生也许有过这样的经验。
I believe in your life, you probably have this kind of experience.
但是你那个震撼从来不会超过当你真正认识耶稣基督的爱的那个震撼。
But that awakening, whatever kind of awakening you have, will never surpass the awakening that you have to know the love of Christ.
当一个人做一个真基督徒的时候
，When a person is a true Christian，
当一个人真正认识神的时候
，When he knows God truly，
他里面的心灵的深处发现神的爱是这样的奇妙，远是超过我的思想，超过我的心理所能知道、所能测度。
Deep down in his heart, he'll know that how wonderful God's love really is. It surpasses all the things he can.
保罗说：“以众圣徒一同明白。”
Paul says here that to comprehend with all saints.
明白基督的爱是长阔高深的爱。
And to know the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth of Christ's love.
这个名词呢，柏拉图没有用过。
And these nouns that Plato didn't use.
苏格拉底没有用过。
Socrates never used it.
Aristotle 没有用过。
Aristotle never used it.
孔子没有用过。
Neither did Confucius.
孟子没有用过。
Or Mencius.
Pythagoras 没有用过。
Or Pythagoras.
Zoroaster 没有用过。
Or Asterus.
Heraclitus 没有用过。
Heraclitus never used it.
And Pythagoras, Lucretius, all the great philosophers and the religious founders, not even one among them had used this kind of description. 所以这里提到。基督的爱是长阔高深的爱。
So there he says that the Christ's love is high, is broad, and is long and depth indeed.
保罗为什么用这样的名形容词呢
？Why did Paul use these nouns？
因为他曾经经历到神给他一个特别的启示。
Because he has experienced before the special revelation God gave.
当他要讲出来的时候，他发现人的语言是非常有限。
When he's ready to describe it, he found out his language is limited.
所以他就用一些别人没有用过的 original 的那个名词来描写他要描写的事情。
So therefore he used a lot of words that was never used by any other people. It's original to him.
在保罗的书信，你看见了何等有诸般、有百般、有如此、有这个奇妙、有测不透、有丰盛、有充充足足、有满满足足，他全部忘记了。这么许多的名词，这是很特别的一件事情。
But Paul has used a lot of nouns that's special in his writing.
你讲吧。
Such as fully or such or even or and or many other things that we
find. 还有测不透的奥秘
and things that's uncomprehendable.
那么在这里用的是一个特别的名词，何等长阔高深
And here is the words that what is the breadth and length?
有没有一个人呢对他的太太说，我爱你爱到何等长阔高深
Has anybody said to his wife, I love you to such a degree of depth and height and every other thing?
这是唯一全本圣经唯一处讲的地方
And this is the only place in the entire Bible use such a description.
为什么说上帝的爱是长阔高深
Why do we say that God's love is high and deep and broad?
在四百年以前，有一个传道人，他传了福音以后被人抓去了。
And there was once there was a minister, and after he spread the gospel, he was taken into prison.
因为那个时候反对基督教的势力很大。
Because at that time, there's a lot of powers that's against Christianity.
当他被关在这个监牢里面，过了不久以后，他们就把他吊死了。
And after a while, when he was in prison, they hanged him.
他们把他吊死的时候，看见他脸上发出的笑容同爱呢，那是一个很感动人的图画。
And when the people who was executing him saw that the light and the smile and the peace come out of his face, they would feel so disturbed.
所以那个刽子手就要深深的要一定要去查出这个人得胜的喜乐，他秘诀到底在哪里
？And the executioner, when he saw this, he set out the mind and said, "You must find out what is the reason behind."
当他们跑到他关的监牢里面的时候
，So when he ran to the prison where he was,
那个地方小得不得了
，It was such a small and tiny place.
躺下不够长。
And it's not enough, the bed is not long enough.
只能蹲在那里或者站起来。
You cannot even lie down. You can only stand or kneel.
在他们在墙壁上看见用他用指甲画了一个图画。
But on the wall, they saw that he uses his nail to carve out an image.
是一个空的十字架的图画。
It's like it's an empty cross on the wall.
中间写了一个字就是爱字。
And he wrote a word in the middle. It says love.
在四周围写了四个字就是长阔高 深。
And around it, it says the breadth, length, height, and the depth.
所以十字架的爱给他一个力量，为主使他也用喜乐的心去迎接这一件的遭遇。
And the power of love from the cross gave him the strength to receive this death, and we receive this death with smiles.
为什么说基督的爱是长阔高深的爱？
But why do we say that Christ's love has broad and long and high and deep?
从来没有一个人用这样的名词来形容的。
Nobody ever used this kind of description.
我们要从圣经里面看到这十个字的意义到底是什么。
We shall use the Bible to discover what are the meanings of these
words.
First of all, his love is a long love.
罗马书第二章第四节告诉我们。
Romans chapter 2 verse 4 tells us.
我们大家一同打开罗马书第二章。
Let's open to Romans chapter 2.
今天我们要查许多的圣经节。
Today we shall read many places in the Bible.
罗马书第二章第三节到第五节。
Romans chapter 2 verse 3 to 5.
我读第三节第四节，请你们开声来读。你这个人啊，你论断行这样事的人，自己所行的却和别人一样，你以为能逃脱上帝的审判吗？第四节，还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢？第四节，大家一同读。我的英文、中文一 ，Everybody read together in English or in Chinese。啊，我们大家有精神的，一二三。
Or do you think lightly the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? And because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, that you are storing up wrath for yourself in the days of wrath and revelation of the righteousness of God? Here is that see that God's love is a broad love.Because he uses patience and forbearance to wait until we repent.
神用各样的办法，忍候等待我们，直到我们悔改的日子。
And he uses all kinds of methods to wait for us to repent.
有一些人他说呢，我的生活呢乱七八糟，神也没有审判我。
And somebody says that I have such a lousy life. How come nobody ever judge me?
我的生活充满罪恶，神的审判没有临到我。
I filled with sins in my life, but God didn't judge me.
相反的，有一些人爱主。跟随主过一个属灵的生活，但是他们的生活受许多的痛苦。
But this, on the contrary, there are a lot of Christians who have a good life and a clean life, but on the other hand, a lot of suffering in their life.
所以你就在暂时的里面定下了一个永远的这个结论。
So therefore, while you're still in a temporary time, you set up an eternal conclusion.
神是不存在的。
That God doesn't exist.
或者神是不公义的。
Or God is unjust.
因为他并没有顾念人的善行同罪恶的事情。
Because he has not cared for the good deeds or the righteousness acts.
你一直看会众啊。我们一直看会众，所以今天的圣经告诉我们，你这个人呐、啊，你岂不知道神是宽容等待你悔改吗
？Here the Bible tells us today that don't you know that God is forbearing and waiting and patiently for you？
你说我犯了许多的罪，我还是照样过一个顺利的生活。
You said today I commit so many sins, but I still have a comfortable life。
我虽然生活里面有许多违背良心的事情，我照样过一个很享受的生活。
So many things I've done against my conscience, but I still enjoy my life。
圣经的教训是什么呢
？But what's Bible's teaching here？
圣经告诉我们，有的人罪是当场显露，审判马上来到的。
And some of the same Bible says that it's revealed right away and judgment。Comes right away.
但是有一些人的罪是追到审判台前的时候才追上，审判才来到。
But there are some sins that we have to reach until the judgment time in front of the throne, and the judgment will come.
神今天给我们许多的机会，乃是因为他用长的爱、长久宽容等候我们归向他。
Because at this time, God has given us such a broad love to wait for us to repent.
当这些悔改的机会过去了以后，神就要把他的审判临到我们了。
And when the time of repentance is past, God will give us His judgment.
所以求主帮助我们不要轻看上帝那个长的爱。
So we ask God to help us not to look lightly at His broad love.
我们不要做一个愚拙的人，在神的面前为自己储蓄愤怒。
Let's not be foolish people, so to store up wrath in front of God.
因为他审判的时候来到的时候。没有一个人能够当得起的。
Because the time of his judgment comes, is no one could bear it.
上帝的爱是长的爱。
His love is a broad love.
直到我们悔改归向主了以后。
Or until we repent and turn to the Lord.
我们就开始走一条属灵的道路。
And then we start to walk on the path of spiritual life.
在这条漫长的道路中间。
It's a long way of walking.
基督徒同非基督徒从自然这一方面来看，没有什么不一样。
And from the point of view of natural things, there's no difference between Christian and non-Christian.
非基督徒会生病。
And non-Christian will have sickness.
基督徒也会生病。
So will the Christians.
基督徒会死。
Non-Christian will die.
基督徒也会死,
so will Christians.
非基督徒可能撞车而死,
if non-Christian probably have a car accident and die,
基督徒可能撞车更厉害而死,
and probably a Christian will have a severe accident
所以,
and die.
从自然的这一方面来看,
so from the side of the natural,
一个基督徒同非基督徒没有什么分别,
there's no difference between Christian and non-Christian. And probably a non-Christian will die of cancer.
基督徒可能cancer而死,
and Christians will also
这样,
die of cancer.
在外面来看, 我们就说上帝的爱在哪里呢?
So from the outside, we see that where God's love is. If God loves me, how could all these things come to me?
但是我们清楚知道神的救恩用三个步骤来成全地。
But we know that God's redemption is accomplished in three processes.
一个人得救的时候，是他的灵魂地位上的得救。
First of all, a person who is saved is that his position in his spirit is being saved.
当我们耶稣基督再来的时候，我们的身体要得赎。
And when Jesus comes again, our body will be redeemed.
我们要被成全, 有来为成为一个被成全的义人。
And we'll be fulfilled so that we'll be a fulfilled righteous person.
那么在这个呢, 得救以后, 从被成全以前, 这段的路程就是漫长的基督徒的道路的生活。
And from the point of redemption to fulfillment is a long journey for Christians.
这条道路是很长的道路。
And this journey is very long.
在这条的道路中间, 到底是靠我们自己的力量来走完了，或者靠着上帝的恩典来走完？
Do we really walk in this journey with our own strength or according to God's grace?
上帝的爱是长的爱。
God's love is a broad love.
当我们还没有得救以前，他等候我们悔改。
Because before we were saved, He's waiting for us.
当我们得救以后，上帝的爱。 保守我们直到创始成终的日子。
Because the Bible says that He was waiting until the day that we shall be fulfilled.
所以圣经告诉我们，凡靠着他到上帝面前来的人，
So the Bible tells us whoever come to Him through Jesus,
他都能拯救到底。
He can save them to the end.
我们一同来看希伯来书第七章第二十五节。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25.
希伯来书第七章第二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25.
翻到我们一同开声来读。
We'll read it together.
希伯来书第七章二十五节。 一二三，凡靠着他进到上帝面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。神的爱是长的爱。
God's love is a broad love.
因为他既然拯救我们，要拯救我们到底。
Because since He wants to save us, He will save us to the end.
他能拯救我们到底。
He can save us to the end.
你说如果是这样，我就可以随便做基督徒吗？
He said, if that's the case, I'd be a Christian carelessly.
不是的。 可以不可以把他的这一方面放大声一点? 因为我们的声音不平衡。 Can you make his louder? Okay, thank you very much. 这样呢，他能拯救我们到底。
So this way he can save us to the end.
使我们的道被成全的日子。
So until the day we're being fulfilled.
主的爱在这段的中间有管教。 有鞭打, 有各样的试炼, 要把我们带到完全的地步。
So in this journey, God gives all kinds of trials and scourging through His love so that we'll be fulfilled.
我们既然靠着主进入这个门内,
so because through Jesus we have entered through the gate,
我们也靠着主走完这条的道路。
Also should be through the Jesus to finish the journey.
我们靠主的宝血开始属灵的生活。
We begin our spiritual life through Jesus' blood.
我们靠主的宝血结束这个属灵的生活。
And also through His blood we shall finish the spiritual life.
因为那动善功的主也是必然成全。
Because the one who started the good work is also the Lord who finished all work.
所以主耶稣说，你们，圣经告诉我们，你们要仰望那信心创始成终的基督。
So therefore, Bible says that you hope in the one who starts and ends.
主的爱是长的爱。
That His love is a long love.
第二样，保罗说，耶稣基督的爱是阔的爱。
The second love, Paul says, his love is a very broad love.
为什么说上帝的爱是宽的爱呢?
But why do we say that his love is such a broad love?
我们要看几处的圣经。
Let's read a few places in the Bible.
几处的圣经看以赛亚书第55章。
First, we shall read in Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书第55章，我们看第七节。
We shall read 55 verse 7 in Isaiah.
以赛亚书55章第七节。
Isaiah 55, chapter 55, verse 7.
有圣经的都打开来。
Let's all open our Bibles.
有些人只有带新约的圣经来。
Some probably just brought the New Testament Bible.
以赛亚书在哪里?
Where is the book of Isaiah?
以赛亚书在哪里? 以赛亚书在创世纪的前面。
Isaiah is before the beginning of Genesis.
以赛亚书在创世纪的前面。
Isaiah is before Genesis.
有许多人呢找圣经总是找创世纪的前面找, 因为那边有 index, 对不对?
The reason why it's before Genesis is because there's an index.
所以以赛亚书在创世纪的前面。
So before Genesis.
许多的牧师要告诉会友说 1128面。
A lot of pastors sometimes Sunday has to say
或者730几面。
What 700 so pages?
我不赞成这个事情。
I don't agree to do that kind of thing.
这等于告诉他说你不必
that you don't have to look for it. I have found it
for you.
So every book that some Christian finds always before Genesis.
你们找到了没有?
Have you found it?
以赛亚书55章第7节。
1, 2, 3 Let a wicked shall forsake his way. Unrighteous his thoughts. And let him turn to a God. And turn to our Lord. Because he will abundantly pardon you. But his love is abundant and broad. Because he abundantly pardons.
不但如此在这个启示录第五章第九节,
Not only this in Revelation chapter 5 verse 9.
你们记下来好了, 我们没有翻了,
you just write it down, we will not read it.
在那里告诉我们是羔羊是有资格来打开那个印的,
and here he says that the lamb has the right to open the seal.
被杀的羔羊,
that this lamb was still slain. You could open the seal.
因为你曾被杀,
because you were once slain.
用自己的血, 从各族, 各方, 各国, 各民中间, 买了人来,
and have bought people from all race, all nation, and all countries so that they could come to a God.
感谢上帝,
and praise God.
神的爱是万国万族的人爱,
now his love is not only given to the Jews, but to all countries and all nations and all races. God has prepared the Jewish race in order to give his love to all nations. But since the Jewish people received the Lord, not only they didn't repent, but they have such a pride in them. But when Jesus was crucified and resurrected from there, and God has given the great mission to spread the gospel to his disciples. He shall go unto all four corners of the world to preach to all nations. And this concept of love is entirely different from the concept of love in Jewish people. So the Jews can accept that kind of thing. They want to just include all God's love. They see themselves as righteous people, that outside the Gentiles are dogs. But since Jesus has broken that boundary, God's love is prepared for all race, all nation, all countries and all places, that you go and make all people my people.
Socrates said, I am the citizen of the world. But Jesus said, make the world my citizens.
苏格拉底说，我是世界的公民，而耶稣基督说让全世界都做我的子民。这是基督和别人不同的地方。This is the difference between Christ and other
people.这个基督要把他的爱赐给所有的人。Here
that Jesus wants to give his love to
all.他从万民中间买了人来，使他们归向上帝。So
therefore he purchased people from all nations so that they can return to
God.上帝的爱是宽的爱。So
therefore God's love is a broad
love.我不知道你们爱不爱听 oratorio。
I don't know whether you love to listen to oratorios.
我想你们中有许多人听过 Handel 的 Messiah.
A lot of people here must have heard the Messiah of Handel.
Handel 在第23天写完 Messiah 以前，他把 Worthy is the Lamb 放在最后一首。And
Handel has put the song of Worthy is the Lamb to the end at the during the end of his composition.
当他写完了以后呢,
after he had finished the composition,
他又用 Amen 两个字来做结束。
He had to use Amen to end it.
但是神的灵继续感动他。
But God's Spirit kept on moving him.
所以他的 Amen 送的不是两个字做结束，变成一个三分钟的大。
So therefore his almond, oratorio part is only so 3 minutes, not only 2 words.
Worthy is the Lamb,
so Worthy is the Lamb and almond put together take about 6.5 minutes to finish
singing. Worthy is the Lamb 的时候,
when you pay attention to the Worthy is the Lamb,
你会感觉到他把上帝的爱的宽阔性用音乐描写得很清楚。
You can see that how he describes so clearly the broadness of Christ's love.
Worthy is the Lamb, 那个宽的程度是比任何一首弥赛亚的 chorus 是更
that Worthy is the Lamb expresses broadness clearer than any other chorus of Messiah.
在整个音乐界的历史里面, 没有一个人讲过 Handel 所讲过的话语。
And there's nobody in the entire music history has ever said the same thing as Handel did.
贝多芬不敢讲那样的话语。
And Beethoven wouldn't dare to say that.
Tchaikovsky更不敢讲那样的话语。
Tchaikovsky wouldn't dare.
Brahms, Bruckner, Wagner, Bach, 这些伟大的作曲家, 没有一个人讲过 Handel 所讲过的话语。
So many great composers, they would never dare to say the same thing Handel did.
I did I did see the great God stands before me, and all the heavens is also before me. 这样的话只有他自己一个人讲过。
This kind of word only Handel can say.
所以他把那个神的爱的宽阔性把它表达出来。
Therefore he expressed the broadness of Christ's love.
如果你再听那首诗歌，你注意那个宽阔性的表达是何等的清楚。
If you listen to that music again, you can really see clearly how he expressed.
上帝的爱是宽的爱。
So therefore God's love is broad.
为什么是上帝的爱是宽的爱
？Why do we say His love is broad?
因为在约翰福音里面特别告诉我们。
Because in the Gospel John he tells us specially.
耶稣说，如果父不是父吸引人。没有一个人到我这里来。
If not God the Father attracts people, nobody could come to me.
到我这里来的人，我连一个也没有撇下他。
All those who come to me, not even one I will forsake.
一个也不撇下他。
Not one I will forsake.
主耶稣在世界上的时候
，When Jesus was still in this world,
他拒绝了最小的罪恶。
He has rejected the smallest sin.
当耶稣进入在世界上的时候
，But when Jesus was in this world again,
他接受了最大的罪人。
He received the biggest sinner.
被社会丢弃的人。
And he was those people who were rejected by society.
麻风的人
and those unclean lepers,
那些讨饭乞丐下眼的人
and those blind beggars,
那些基尼社会上的人所不耻的人
and those prostitutes, those other people that people despise,
我们的主的爱包容了他们
but God's love included them,
我们主的赦罪的救恩临到了他们
but the redemption of forgiveness also came to them,
因为主的爱是宽的爱
because God's love, Lord's love is broad.
有一个很有钱的人他听见浪子回头的故事
once somebody was very rich, he heard the story of the prodigal son.
他听完了很受感动。
And afterwards, he was deep moved.
所以他就盼望在他家里有一幅的图画，就是浪子回头的图画。
So he hoped he would have a picture in his home, which is the picture of the prodigal son.
他到基督教的书店里面找不到这样的事情。
So he went to the Christian bookstore. He couldn't find any of those.
好，我就叫一个很著名的图画家来画好了。
Okay, I'll ask a painter to paint it for me.
他去找一个当城里面最好最好的图画家。
He found the best painter in the whole city.
这个图画家呢，画得很好，但是脾气不大好。
And this painter draws very nicely, but he doesn't have a good temper.
奇怪，脾气。脾气太好的常常画不出太好的东西。
A lot of people good temper they can draw well.
所以这个人的脾气不好的画得很好。
He has a bad temper but can draw very well.
所以他就是你替我画这张图画吧。
Why don't you paint this picture for me?
无论你要多少钱。
No matter how much money.
只要你肯画。
As long as you're willing.
我就肯付你了。
I'll pay you.
所以那个图画就好，三个月以后你得回来拿这张图画。
And that painter says, okay, after 3 months you come and get it.
你要我画什么呢
？So what do you want me to paint?
他说我要你画路加福音第15:11-20浪子回头的故事。
I want you to paint Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to verse 24, the prodigal son.
我不知道什么叫做路加福音。
I don't know what's Luke, Gospel Luke.
所以这个基督徒这个有钱人就把这个圣经放在他那里。
And therefore this rich Christian just gave the Bible to him.
这个怪癖的图画家就看了看了以后他就开始画。
And this the bad tempered painter, he just read it and he started to draw.
三个月以后他就找这个图画家。
And after 3 months, he went to look for the painter.
他说你这个图画画好了没有呢？
He says, have you finished?
那个图画家呢，这个很严肃的，在后面你自己去看。
The artist says it's behind, go back.
他就跑去。
So he went to the back.
他不看不要紧。
So if he doesn't see, it's still alright.
一看吓了一跳。
When he sees it, he was startled.
因为这个图画同他想象的完全不一样。
Because this picture is entirely different than what he imagined.
我叫他画浪子回家。
I want him to draw the prodigal son.
怎么画一个老人家
？How could he draw an old person?
我叫他画浪子回家那一幕的情景。
I want him to draw the prodigal son returning home.
他画那个父亲的背影一大片。
He draw the father's back is so broad.
所以他很不高兴。
So therefore he was very angry.
他对这个图画家说
，He said to the artist，
他说你有没有画错啊
？He said Have you made a mistake？
是路加福音第15。
It's Luke chapter 15。
图画家说没有错就是没有错。
The artist says never have mistakes。
你喜欢就带回家。
If you like take it home。
你不喜欢也带回家。
If you don't like it still have to take it home。
我已经画了就是这个样子。
And I finish it and that's how I'm gonna do it。
他说我不是同你辩论，我要问你画的到底什么意思，你解释给我听好了。
Would you mind explain it to me？ I don't want to argue with you。
这个图画家画一个老人家胡须长长。
And he drew an old man with a long beard。
在这个在这里等候他的孩子回来。
Was aware in that position for his son to come home.
两个手伸出来
and he opened out his arms.
前面是很模糊、很模糊的景色
and before that is a very, very blurred background.
所以他说为什么会这样呢
So why does it look like this?
他说你啊，这个故事我看了50遍才动笔，你知道吗
He says after I read the story 50 times, then I started to paint.
我不明白你们基督徒为什么给这个故事叫做浪子回头的故事
I don't know why you label this as a prodigal son returning home.
我看来看去看不到浪子有什么重要
So I never seen any importance in this.
因为这个浪子这样奢华艳落浪费钱财无恶不作这个大坏蛋我没有资格
He says, because this prodigal son wasting all the money and do all kinds of bad things, there's no right for me to draw him.
So
after I taking some thought, I know that the center is not the son, but the father. So the prodigal son returning is not important. It's the father who's waiting is the important thing. So no matter when the prodigal son comes back, he knows. But which day he comes back, the father doesn't know. How could it be such a coincidental thing that the son returns and his father is there waiting? So it must be that the father was waiting every day until that day came. This is not a story. So the prodigal son returning is not important. It's the father who's waiting is the important thing. So no matter when the prodigal son comes back, he knows. But which day he comes back, the father doesn't know. How could it be such a coincidental thing that the son returns and his father is there waiting? So it must be that the father was waiting every day until that day came. This is not a story of the prodigal son returning home.
This
is the great love of the father waiting for the son to come back. Although I'm not a Christian, I was moved deeply because of this father's love. Dear brothers and sisters, have you seen this picture? Today we know that man is not the center of church,
but
God is the center. It's not that our love is important, but it's that God loves us. It's not our faith that saved us, but God's grace has given us the faith. God has not come to us with the active love, no one can return to him. His love is a long love, because he continually waiting for us to return. His love is a long love,
because
after we repented, he protected us. The other day we see him. His love is a broad love, because he pardoned abundantly. All our sins are abundant, and all the dirt in our conscience is being cleansed. And today, because of God's Jesus' blood, we have reconciled to God. And his love is a broad love, because he has spread out his arms and wait for us to come to him.
We
want you to know that God's love is long, broad, deep, and high. Why we say his love is long? Why we say his love is broad? We ask the Holy Spirit to continue to illuminate us. Thirdly, is that his love is high. When we think about his long love and broad love, it's easy to understand. When we think about his love is high, it's kind of hard to understand. What does it mean to be a high love? It's something that's so high, that's so high that we can't reach. It's nothing to do with us, it's a lowly down here. But Bible tells us what does this high love mean. Let's read some other places in the Bible. Let's read Gospel John chapter 10. John chapter 10, we shall start reading 28 to 30. Verse 28 to 30 in John chapter 10.
28请英文的念.
28 we shall read in English.
29节请中文的念.
29 in Mandarin.
30节大家一同来念.
30 we shall read it together.
John chapter 10 verse 28. 1 to 3.
And I give eternal life to them, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand.
29节用中文来念. 1 2 3. 我父把羊赐给我, 他比万有都大, 谁也不能从我父的手里 把他们夺去. 三次节一同来念.
Study all together.
I and the Father are one.
请问在这里有几只手啊?
Let me tell you, ask you this, how many hands are here?
有几只手?
How many hands?
快找, 有几只手?
Find out how many times there's hands.
28, 29, 30,
how many hands are there?
有几只手? 有几只手?
How many hands? Anybody tell me?
几只手? 你们不敢打, 最多打错了, 还怕什么?
We only make a mistake, so why not?
有七只?
Seven?
有两只?
Two?
你说羊有四只是吗? 啊，这个不算。在这里写几只手
？How many hands are written here？
两只手，对不对
？Two is written。
第一只手是谁的手啊
？Who is the first hand belong to？
第一只手是世界最难看的手。
As the first hand is the hand that's most difficult to look at。
为什么说世界最难看的手呢
？Why is it the ugliest hand in the world？
因为这一只手曾经被人家钉过的。
Because this hand has been pierced by nails before。
有伤痕的。
And yes, there's a wound in his hand.
所以第一个手呢，就是耶稣基督的手。
And first hand is the hand of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说什么呢
？What did Jesus say?
没有人能把羊从我手里拿出去。
Nobody can snatch the lamb out of my hand.
所以当我们在耶稣的手里面的时候
，So therefore, we're in the hand of Jesus Christ.
We are in good hand. 主的手保护我们。
The Lord's hand protects us.
第二个手是谁的手
？Who the second hand belongs to?
第二只手谁的手
？Who the second hand belongs to?
没有人能把羊从什么？我父的手里把它拿去。
Nobody can snatch the lamb out of my father's hand.
第二个手是父的手。
So、the second is the father's hand.
那么请问基督徒是在基督的手里，或者在父的手里呢
？Let me ask you, is the question in the father's hand or in Christ's hand?
我们在谁的手里
？Whose hand are we in?
我们在基督的手里面吗
？Are we in Christ's hand?
或者我们在父的手里面
？Or in the hand of the father?
你在这里看见我们两个手在这里。
So therefore, we see two hands there.
但是当你看第三十节，你就明白了。
But when you reach to verse 30, you understand.
二十九节一个手。
29 is one hand.
三十节，二十九节一个手。
28 is one hand, 29 one hand, and 30
is
Father and I are one.
So what do you see here? You see
here this is a double security.
Double security, double assurances. 这样我在主的手里，又等于在父的手里。
So here I'm in Jesus Christ's hand and also in Father's hand.
父所预备的救恩。
So the grace that the redemption of the Father has prepared.
也就是耶稣所成全的救恩。
It's also the redemption Christ has accomplished.
所以我们得救了以后。
So after we're saved.
我们在主的手里。
We're in Christ's hand.
我们也在父的手里。
Also in Father's hand.
这个是双重的保险。
This is two double assurance.
感谢上帝。
Thank God.
我在主里面。
Now、I'm in God Christ's hand.
主在父里面。
And Christ is in the Father.
若有人要得胜耶稣基督。
For the victorious Christ,
他就必须把耶稣从父的手里抢出来。
He must take Christ out of Father's hand.
如果有人要把我拿出去
，If someone want take me out of,
他必须要先打败耶稣基督。
He must defeat Jesus.
但是这是不可能的事情。
That's impossible.
所以圣经说我在主里面。
The Bible says I'm in Christ.
主在父里面。
And Christ is in the Father.
我的生命与基督的生命一同在父的生命。
So it's my life and Christ's life together in the Father.
我们看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's read Colossians chapter 3.
你就看见更清楚的一幅图画了。
You see a clearer picture.
新约哥罗西书第三章。
New Testament Colossians chapter 3.
我读第一节、第二节、第三节，请你们一同开声来读。
Verse we shall read together, verse 1 and 2 as you read.
所以你们若与基督一同复活。就当求在上面的事，哪里有基督坐在上帝的右边？你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同在上帝里面。再一次，第三节，二三，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在上帝里面。我在基督里
，That I'm in Christ。
基督在父里
，That Christ is in the Father。
我的生命在基督里
，My life is hidden in Christ。
基督的生命在父里面
，And Christ's love is in the Father。
这是双重的保证。
So therefore, there's double security。
我们大家来说，我在基督里
，Let's all say together, I'm in Christ。
基督在父里
，Christ in the Father。
所以我与基督一同在父里
，So I'm Christ are together in the Father。
一二三，我在基督里。基督在父里，所以我与基督一同在父的里面。感谢上帝。
Thank God。
保险不保险呢
？Isn't that a great assurance？
有一首诗歌说：“我本软弱，独主刚强。”唱过没有
？You ever sing that song？
我本软弱。
We got double strong.
但是主是刚强的。
But the Lord is strong.
我举一个很简单的例子。
Let me give you a very simple example.
这是一支粉笔。
It's one chalk.
这粉笔很软弱。
One piece of chalk is very weak.
一折就断。
I break and it breaks.
再折再断。
And push and push and break.
三折三断。
The third time it comes.
一百折一百断。
I break 100 times, it breaks 100 times.
软弱的不得了。
It's very weak.
当我把这一支的粉笔放在钢管里面的时候。
But if I put that chalk into the steel pipe.
虽然它还照样是软弱的。
Even though it's still weak.
但是你不能打断它。
But you cannot even bend it.
因为它外面有钢管保护着。
Because it's been protected by a steel pipe.
如果你要打断它。
If you want to break this chalk.
你要先打断钢管。
You have to break this steel pipe first.
我们靠自己不能走完树林的道路。
Same way, we depend on us, we can never finish this journey.
我们的信心是很软弱的。
Because our faith is so weak.
我们常常会失败。
That we often fail.
我们常常会灰心。
That we often despair.
我们常常会跌倒。
That we often fall.
我们常常会接受试探。
That we often receive temptation.
但是我本软弱，主刚强。
But I'm weak, but the Lord is strong.
那我们现在生命 在哪里呢?
But where is our new life?
藏在哪里?
It's hidden in Christ.
我们的旧人的地位已经死了。
So therefore the old position of old self is dead already.
我新的地位藏在天上。
But my new position is hidden in heaven.
这就是上帝的爱是高的爱。
So therefore it says that the love of God is a high love.
因为现在我们的爱
Because this love that we enjoy is an assurance in God.
我们再看以弗所书第二章。
Let's read also Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
我很喜欢这一章的圣经。
I love this chapter very much.
现在我要读第五节。
I shall read verse 5.
然后你们读第六节。
And you shall read verse 6.
我先读第五节。
I'll read 5 first.
当我们死在过犯中的时候, 便叫我们与基督一同活过来,你们得救是本福恩。 第六节,
and raised us up with him and seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
第六节,
and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
一主一同坐在天上,
that we seated together with him in heavenly places.
什么时候坐在天上啊?
When do we see
什么时候?
Jesus? When do we sit?
什么时候?
What time?
为什么你们哑巴不讲话?
I don't hear anybody saying, are you
listening? 我们什么时候坐在天上?
When do we sit with Jesus?
你说当耶稣再来的时候?
Say when Jesus come again.
我们被提了,
we taken up,
and
sit with him together.
对不对?
Isn't that right?
这里不是用 future tense.
Here is not a future tense.
在这里用什么 tense?
What kind of tense he has?
用一个 past participle tense. 我们已经坐在天上,
that we already are sitting with him.
地位已经完成了,
that this thing has already been accomplished.
感谢上帝,
thank God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
现在我们有个坐在天上的地位,
that now we have this position to seat in heaven.
这是基督徒和非基督徒不同的地方,
it's the difference between Christian and non-Christian.
我们按地上的生活来看,
according to the position we have in this world,
我们是一样的,
we all together the same.
我们里面有个新的地位,
but we have a new position in our heart.
这个地位使我们过一个在地如天的生活,
that this position gives us a life all the way in earth, but a heavenly life.
在地如在天,
if we live in this world as we are living in heaven. When you see the bird on this earth, he's very, very weak on the ground.
He's
very, very small.
但是当豺狼来的时候,
but when a wolf comes,
当野兽来的时候,
an animal comes,
这就要不必要惧怕,
that this bird doesn't have to be afraid.
两个翅膀长出来的时候,
he just has to spread out his two wings.
它马上飞上去了,
it just flows right into the heaven.
基督徒也是如此,
the same way with Christians.
在地如在天,
we are living in earth as even heaven.
这两个翅膀是什么呢?
What are these two wings?
第一个翅膀就是我们的信心,
first wing is our faith.
第二个翅膀就是我们的盼望,
and second thing of the wing is the hope.
信与望使我们过一个在地如天的生活,
and faith and hope enhances us to live a life on earth as even in heaven.
感谢上帝,
thank God.
约翰一书告诉我们,
that first John tells us,
谁能胜过这个世界呢?
Who could overcome this world?
岂非那些有信心的人吗?
Isn't those who have faith?
所以信使我们得胜这个世界,
so the faith can help us to overcome this world.
希伯来书告诉我们,
Hebrew tells us,
我们借着盼望进到至圣所的里面,
that because of hope we enter into the Holy of Holies.
我们的信与我们的望, 使我们看见了永远的将来,
so therefore the faith and our hope enhances us to see the eternal future.
从前我们没有来 Pittsburgh 以前,
before I even come to Pittsburgh,
我没有来过这里,
I never come here before.
我只知道这里有个 symphony orchestra.
I only know that there's a symphony orchestra here,
不太出名,
not too famous,
but
also it's pretty famous.
还没有 Cleveland, 没有这个 Chicago, 没有 New York Philharmonic 那样出名,
not as famous as groups in New York and Chicago.
我有许多那些交响乐团的唱片,
I have a lot of records by the other orchestras,
但一张也没有 Pittsburgh 的唱片,
I never have single record from Pittsburgh.
我知道 Pittsburgh 有个 Cathedral of Learning 很出名的,
but I know that the Cathedral of Learning is very famous.
是这两件事情我知道的,
these two things I know is very famous of Pittsburgh.
我们从地上看的时候呢,
but when we start looking at from the earth,
Cathedral of Learning 大得不得了,
so we see that this cathedral is how great it is.
但是你从飞机上看下来的时候,
when we start to look down from the airplane,
就像小孩子玩的Lego一样的,
it's like a Lego that you, the little children play.
下面看大的不得了,
from the bottom you see it's so big,
从上面看小的不得了,
but it's startling from top, it's so small.
信心也是如此,
same way with faith.
一个没有信心的人呢,
a person with faith is,
困难一大堆,
there's a lot of problems, difficulties, a lot of obstacles.
有信心的人呢,
a person with faith,
他看没有多大困难,
he sees there's not much problem,
因为他在天,
because he's in heaven.
从那里看,
he's from above, he looks down.
从这里看,
you look from below.
小孩子给蚊子咬都大哭起来,
when a little child been bitten by mosquito, he started crying.
因为这个小蚊子是他那个大患难,
because that small mosquito is a big difficulty for him.
但是经历过人生,
But after you've gone through so many things that you experience in this world, how big the problem comes, he's still not afraid. Because he looks from above and not from below. And probably this church will raise the building. Probably you need to have a church building. I believe you in prayer. I also pray for you. I want you to see that God wants to give us the faith. But the building is not the most important thing. But the building is the place that you can spread out God's word. If you have faith, you have the strength. If you don't have the faith, you don't have
anything.
If you have faith, you can see very clearly what's ahead. If you don't have faith, you're very confused about
it.
If you have faith, the problem is small. If not, the problem is big. When we're sitting in heavenly places, this is a very special place. It's not in the future we're going to be there. It's not when Jesus comes again we'll be there.
We are now sitting upon heaven, sitting together with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Now, since our regeneration, since our newborn, since our experience of being forgiven of sins and to be adopted the Son of God, at that time and now, we are all sitting upon heaven.
Thank God. So therefore this position is really a high position. Every Christian should enjoy this position given to you. And the dog and the cat once they argue a lot.
No argue, they're fighting.
Oh, they fight a lot.
Okay, 我讲说, 应该讲常常打架, 打架, 他们也有声音的就是了。
They fight a lot, okay.
这个狗很大, 猫很小,
and this dog is huge and the cat is small.
所以都是狗胜, 猫失败。
It's always the dog win and the cat ran away.
但有一天呢, 这一只狗追那一只猫,
so one day when this dog is chasing the cat,
跑快跑,
and the cat is running fast,
跑得不能再跑的时候,
and when it's so fast, he couldn't continue. The scientist's cat went to under a tree.
灵机一动, 钟声一跳就跑上去,
and suddenly he turns its brain, it jumped up into the tree.
他就坐在那个树的上面,
and the cat is sitting on top of the tree.
他眼睛闭着一个, 开着一个, 在那里享受安息,
he blinks one eye, opens the other one, who's resting there.
那只狗很不敢眼,
and this dog is really down there.
所以他跑到这里来了,
he ran down to the tree again.
他跑来的时候,
when he ran to the tree,
他就向他吠了,
he started to bark at the cat.
下来,
said, come down.
下来,
calm down.
这个猫不管他,
and the cat just sit there,
让他喊,
without even looking. Let him bark.
让他吠,
let him bark.
让他大声叫,
let it yell.
下来,
says, calm down.
不,
no.
下来,
calm down.
不, no. 快快下来,
calm down right away.
不,
no.
如果你敢下来,
if you dare to come down.
如果你敢上来,
so if you dare to come up.
他叫他上来,
if the cat tells you to come up.
这只狗没有办法的,
so this dog has nothing to do.
因为他的地位是坐在上面,
because the position of the cat is above.
你明白这个意义吗?
Do you understand this?
基督徒你要坐在上面,
so the Christian, you should be sitting in the heavenly places.
如果你不享受神这个高的爱,
if you do not enjoy that high love God gives to you,
你在这个世界上就做一个不喜乐的人,
and you'll be an unhappy person in this world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
同样基督徒,
same Christians,
有的人练长长的,
there's some Christian with a long face.
同样基督徒,
same
Christian,
there's some Christian with a smiling face.
同样基督徒,
we're all same Christian.
有的人很乐观,
some are very optimistic.
有的人很悲观,
some are very pessimist.
What
are the difference between the two?
The
optimistic sees the good side.
The
pessimistic sees the bad side. Whenever you run to a place, you're so thirsty. I want to drink. There's no water. You see half glass of water.
That's good. Still half glass.
真的很好, 还有半杯,
还有半杯水, still half glass.
Still half glass.
那悲观的人说, no, no, that's only half glass.
So the pessimist says only half glass.
Still half glass.
One is still half glass.
Only half glass.
One is only half glass.
What is the difference? The optimistic one look the full half. Another one, pessimistic, look the empty half.
You know the difference is right here. The optimistic says we just divide this, so we both will be quenched. And the pessimist says only half is not even for you or for me. And I don't know whether the other half drank by somebody with a disease. If
there
is some incurable disease and give it to us, we all die next year. The problem is not drinking by a person but by an animal. So he keep on thinking and be more optimistic.
但我告诉你, 悲观人都是IQ 很高的人，你懂吗？
But let me tell you, all the best mystic people have high IQ.
因为他的 association 特别厉害。
Because they could do a lot of association in their brains.
想了一大堆。
So every one thing come out here could think of 10 things.
想许多事，结果一件事都不做。
Think of so many things, but you can't do one.
So remain IQ very high, but the position is not high.我们今天要做一个地位高的人。
Today we should be a position high person.
感谢上帝。
Thank God.
基督的爱是长的爱。
God's love is a long life.
基督的爱是宽的爱。
Christ's love is all the broad love.
基督的爱是高的爱。
His love is also the high love.
最后一样。
Last.
为什么说基督的爱是深的爱？
Why do we say His love is so deep?
上帝的爱是长阔高深的爱。
His love is long, broad, high, and deep.
这个爱是深的爱什么意思？
As this love is a deep love, what do we mean by that?
主的爱临到我们最深最深的一部分。
Because God's love comes to the deepest part of our entire body.
我们每个人都有一些的面具。
We all have some faces that are.
Mask.
The mask we put on.
因为我们不敢把我们里面所有的东西都告诉人家。
Because we don't dare to tell everything that's inside our heart.
所以等到我们一个人交往到很深的时候，才讲心里面的话。
So when we have a friend, we're so good friends. After we're so good friends, then we dare to tell each other secrets.
这个也不必怪了，因为中国人早就说交浅不可言深。
But this is a Chinese old proverb says that you have a life friendship, don't talk deep.
你同一个人谈到很诚心了以后，
you can talk to a person very, very earnestly.
谈到两个人很彼此了解了以后，
and you can understand each other very nicely.
你是从内心的深处把你的生命谈出来了。
And suddenly, from the deep of your heart, you start to talk about your life.
真正爱你的人，
and only the person who loves you
才能把他的爱带到你最深最深的一部分。
He can bring his love into the deepest part of your heart.
上帝的爱是真的爱。
God's love is Christ's love.
因为他没有一件你内心深处一切的秘密，没有一件他不知道。
Because inside your heart, not a single secret he doesn't know. Our Lord is a person who looks into the deep of your heart. He knows everything that we've ever hidden in our heart. Thank God. That is nobody understands you. Nobody realizes you. People discriminate you. People misunderstand you. Giving you so many responsibilities and a lot of suffering. Also, no one understands you.But Lord Jesus Christ understands
you.
Because His love is a deep love. His love is a love that reaches to the bottom.
John 13, it
says us, tells us that the Lord knows the day He departed the world is near. So therefore He knows the one belongs to Him. He loves them to the end. Not only this, and in Psalm 42, and also Psalm 69,And he said that he has taken us out of the crust. Now today we're standing on rock. Now thank God. Now, no matter how you're condemned in your conscience, no matter how dark your record is in the past, no matter how many sins and how heavy they are, today in Christ's name I tell you that God's love comes to you. That Christ's love is long love. It's a broad love.
高的爱,
it's a high love.
深的爱,
it's a deep love.
要我们一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
You should know the height, the depth, the length, and the broad of Christ's love.
请问,
let me ask,
你肯不肯打开你的心来?
Are you willing to open up your heart?
接受上帝的爱,
and to receive God's love.
这样的爱去爱别人,
and use this kind of love to love others.
使我们的存在,
so that our existence,
使世界上多一份的爱,
to give more love to this world.
请问你肯不肯?
Let me ask you, are you willing?
请问你肯不肯?
Are you willing?
我们低头祷告。
Let's all bow down our heads.
我们大家低头祷告。主啊，我们感谢你，你的爱是贵人所能测度的。主啊，我们应当与众圣徒一同明白，你的爱是何等的长阔高深。主啊，求主给我们知道。我们所知道的这个爱是超过我们的知道所能知道的爱，所以求主帮助我们，给我们因为有许许多多还不明白的事情，不让我们就因此妨碍我们的信心。所以求主你自己的爱，在人的生命停止的时候，继续在圣灵的工作之下，主啊，充满了我们每一个人。主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。你的爱何其广大，主啊，你的爱何其奇妙，你的爱何其测不透，你的爱何其丰盛。愿主你今天在我们生命的深处，把你的爱充充足足地赐给我们。主啊，我们感谢，我们赞美你。我们中间若有人还没有信你，若有人还没有接受你，愿主你今天就在我们的心中工作，拯救我们，拯救我们到底。感谢赞美，愿主垂听，奉主耶稣基督的名，大家仍旧 低头祷告。
Still bow down head and pray.
现在我要问几个问题。
Let me ask you a few questions.
有哪一个基督徒？
Is any question here?
你说感谢主。
Let me say you praise God.
在这几天的聚会，我对主的爱更明白了。
That in these few days I understand God's love more.
我愿意做一个更爱主的人。
I want to be a person who loves Him more.
愿意做一个分享主的爱给别人的人。
I want to be a person who shares this love to others.
求主加给我的力量。
Ask the Lord to give me the strength.
有这样的人。
Is any people like this?
请把手举起来。
Please raise your hand.
感谢主。
Thank God.
感谢主。
Praise God.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。手放下去。
Please put down.
我要问第二个问题。
Let me ask you a second question.
有哪一个人？你说我还没有接受主的爱。
He said, "Anybody here who said I haven't received this love?"
我愿意接受主的爱。
I want to receive this love.
今天接受主的爱。
I want to receive this love today.
或者你说我虽然今天还不能决定。
So although maybe I today I cannot decide yet.
我盼望我有一天真的到主的面前来。
But he said, "I really want to come to the Lord one day."
请你为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
有这样的人。
Is any people like this?
请把手举起来。
Please raise your hand.
举了放下去。
感谢主。Please,
感谢主。
Thank God.
感谢主。感谢主。还有哪一个人？
Is anyone else? Praise God.
感谢主。感谢主。感谢主。还有哪一个人？
Anyone else?
你接受主的爱。
If you want to receive this love,
请把手举起来。
Please raise your hand.
还有哪一个人？感谢上帝。
Thank God.
主看见了，你们放下。
Please put your hand down.
感谢主。还有哪一个人？还有没有呢？
Anybody else?
感谢上帝。
Thank God.
手放下来。还有哪一个人？感谢主。
Anyone?
感谢主。后面的看见。
Please put your hand down.
在旁边，在后面，主都看见了。
Lord sees all.
现在我要问第三个问题。
Let me ask you a third question.
有哪一个人？
Is anyone here?
你过去曾经爱主。
You have loved the Lord before.
你远远离开了他。
But you have left him very far.
今天晚上。
But this today,
今天你靠着主的力量。
That you should use the Lord's strength.
十字架大爱把你吸引回来。
That this love on this cross has attracted you again.
你说主啊，我要回头到你面
前。Lord, you said, Lord, I want to turn back.
有这样的人。
Is any Christian?
请把手举起来。
Please raise your hand.
急着放下去。
Raise your hand and
praise. 感谢主。
Thank God.
还有哪一个人？
Anyone else?
曾经冷淡的人。
Those people who have gone cold.
现在回到上帝的面前。
Now you want to return to God.
请把手举起来。
Please raise your hand.
还有哪一个人？
Anyone else?
感谢主。
Thank God.
急放下来。还有哪一个人？
Please put your hand down.
还有没有呢？
Anyone else?
若是没有，
if not,
我们就接受这些呼召。
We're going to stop this calling.
最后
Last,
我要给你们一个特别的呼召。
I want to give you a very special calling.
你们是全中华民族里面有最好的机会受最好教育的一群。
You are the bunch of the entire Chinese race to have the best education.
有哪一个人？
Anyone.
你说如果主许可主带领我，
say, if the Lord willing and leads me,
我愿意用一段的时间，
are you willing to use a period of my time,
以基督徒的这个 professional 的身份，
I use the professional position of a Christian,
在大陆做一点见证，
to be a testimony in mainland China.
有这样的人，
if anybody like this,
请你举手，
please raise your hand.
感谢主，感谢主，
thank the Lord.
感谢主，感谢主，感谢主。还有哪一个人？
Anyone else?
感谢主，感谢主。还有哪一个人？急着放下去。还有哪一个人？
Anyone else?
若是没有，
no,
感谢主。
Thank you.
若是没有，我问你们，
Let me ask you again.
你说我不清楚，但是我愿意好好为这个事情祷告。
Says, I do not know clearly, but I want to pray hardly for it.
请把手举起来。
Please raise your hand.
有哪一个人？
Anyone else?
还有许多的人。
There's、感谢上。Many people.
感谢上。
Thank God.
愿主保守你们。我们大家站起来。
All protect you. Let's all stand up.
我们要唱这个“爱如潮水涌进我心”。我请刘牧师上台来为我们祷告。请刘牧师上阵。
爱如潮水涌进我心，爱如潮水涌进我心，我坚强信念，我坚决守。爱如潮水涌进我心，涌进我心，涌进我心。爱如潮水涌进我心，我坚强信念，我坚决守。爱如潮水涌进我心。
请刘牧师
Pastor Liu.
我们一起低头祷告。 Let's bow our heads.
Pray together.
慈悲仁爱的天父，我们满心感谢赞美你，让我们再一次听见、看见、知道、领受你的大爱。
主啊，
主，我们感谢你在今天早晨，
主啊，
将你自己的宏恩、大爱赐给我们。我们也谢谢你拯救的大能在我们中间彰显。
主啊，
让好多朋友因着听到神爱的表现，
主啊，
神爱的事实，使他们愿意将生命交给你。主，我们求你保守他们的心怀意念，
主啊，
从今天一直到见你面的日子，能够走在十字架的道路上。主，我们知道在这条路上难免有苦难，但感谢主，因为这条路是你自己亲脚所搭出来的路，我们能够与主同行。主，我们也感谢你的爱 临到了那些已经信靠你的人，
主啊，
愿主你继续的保守他们。主啊，今天我们中间所有在你面前举手表示愿意继续爱你，更深爱你，为你做工，为你而活的弟兄姊妹，主啊，愿你用你的爱保守他们，好像你的手紧握着一只小羊，没有任何的势力，没有任何的事物，没有任何的人能够把我们从你的手中夺去。
感谢
亲爱的主，我们求你继续的恩待。主啊，你恩待我们的教会，主啊，用复兴的火来焚烧我们，叫我们真实经历神你的大能，让我们能够震动这个城市，让更多的人来归向主。
是
主啊，我们知道你要我们存在这里，不光是要我们自己享受你的恩典，但是让我们能够成为恩典的导管，能够把你的爱流露到更多人的生命里面。亲爱的主，我们恳求你施恩怜悯。Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for your message. Thank you for your love that you have channeled through your servant to us. Pray that those who have raised their hand to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior be continuously with them, guide them, protect them from all the attacks and temptations from this world and from the evil ones. And Father, we pray that those whohave dedicated their lives to you once again. Father, we pray that your abiding, undying love will be forever with them. And Father, we thank you for this time, for this morning, for this day, that continue to guide each one of us, that we may live for you until we see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
这是讲坛录音侍奉，很高兴你收听我们的录音带，请你把我们的工作介绍给你的朋友，并请为我们祈祷，谢谢。
这里是讲坛录音侍奉，非常高兴你收听我们的录音带，请你将我们的工作介绍给你的朋友，并请为我们祈祷，多谢。